You know, one thing can lead to another.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, the World Trade Organization issued a warning. Protectionist policies could hold back global economic recovery. The statement did not specifically mention this roiling trade dispute between the U.S. and China, but that dispute certainly does involve charges of protectionism. On Friday, President Obama slapped trade penalties on Chinese tire exports. Last night, Beijing responded with anti-dumping investigations of American cars and chicken products. How serious is this spat, and how bad could it get? Our Asia correspondent, Scott Tong, is with us from Shanghai. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Here's what I don't get, Scott. This isn't new, the idea of the U.S. saying China is improperly trading X, bad China, we're going to limit those imports in some way. And then China, you know, issues a statement and it seems to blow over. What's different?
Well, I think what's different is the state of the world economy. Both the U.S. and China and every other country on the planet needs their economies to grow as much as they can, right? And tariffs equal higher prices for the consumers. That's something that no country wants to do right now. What's also different is the China market. Before, when China said, oh, we're going to restrict U.S. products coming into China, it didn't really matter because not many Chinese people bought anything. Well, they buy a lot of American cars now, for instance. They buy a lot of chicken feet that come from chickens that are born and raised in the United States. So suddenly the China market matters, and if they close it, it matters to American industry, Bill.
Well, if the U.S. and China need each other now more than ever, why is this trade tiff escalating?
Well, there are two schools of thought. One school is when you start a trade war, you just keep going down that path, and that is, for some people, a pretty scary path. The other school says this may be kind of choreographed. The Obama administration needs to do this to reach out to organized labor. The Chinese leaders have their own domestic constituencies that they need to reach out to. So this could be a temper tantrum that blows over quickly. We're just going to have to see where it goes.
Our Asia correspondent, Scott Tong in Shanghai, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Drug maker Eli Lilly says it will eliminate an eighth of its workforce as a way to cut costs. The Indianapolis company has just over 40,000 workers now. It'll cut that to 35,000 by the end of 2011. The company's shares are up about 1%. The rest of the markets? They're mixed. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are unchanged. The Dow is down about 9 points. Asian markets lost 1% today. European markets are slightly lower. Germany's DAX is off 0.5%. Talk of a takeover of Sprint Nextel by Deutsche Telekom has sent that German company's shares down slightly, but Sprint shares have jumped 12%. In Frankfurt this morning, Magna International, remember the company that just bought GM's European division, said it might eliminate more than 10,000 jobs, with nearly half of those coming from Germany. 1 year ago today, Lehman Brothers collapsed, a key moment in the start of the financial crisis. And today, President Obama is in New York to talk about what his administration has done to solve the crisis so far and what else needs to be done. So what does Wall Street want to hear? Alisa Roth has that.
The president plans to talk about what his administration's done so far to fix the economy and his commitment to getting out of the financial sector. It's that first talking point Jim Paulson's most excited about. He's chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management.
I'd just soon have him focus more on the improvement side of things than on how much work we have left to do or on the many hurdles we still have to overcome.
But others think Wall Street needs more than a pat on the back. Steve Woods, chief market strategist at Russell Investments, and he says the market's looking for some sense of where things are going.
The most critical element that Wall Street will be looking for is consistency, dependability, so that we can get, you know, expectations and forecasting back into the investment process.
The president will also talk about what the U.S. and the rest of the world have to do to prevent another crisis. Wood says that'll be key because if we've learned anything, it's that this is truly a global economy. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, sponsor of Retirement Revolution, airing on PBS tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. Local listings at pbs.org. by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Monsanto, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields without increasing demands on natural resources. More at ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
Earlier today, the European Commission predicted the recession in the EU and the Eurozone will end in the third quarter of this year, and that is about as sunny as the outlook got. Christopher Wirth reports now from London.
The EU now sees itself growing by 0.2% in the third quarter. That's up from -0.3% projected earlier this year. However small, those numbers should be good news for an economy that not long ago was expected to be one of the worst hit from the recession. But to paraphrase the EU's report, uncertainty over the recovery remains rife. Rising public deficits and the end of programs like wage subsidies in Germany could derail economic growth. Jennifer McCowan is with Capital Economics.
So far, at least, these German measures seem to be having a positive impact. The German labour market's held up very well, but it might just be that as those subsidies expire, we start to see unemployment rising more rapidly.
The more positive outlook won't change overall projections. A bad start to 2009 means that GDP will fall by 4% this year. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, a market research firm released a study today. They asked online shoppers how long they're willing to wait for a store's web page to load. Answer, 2 seconds. That's it. After that, people start multitasking or they try a different website or they just walk away from their computer. Apparently, search engines bear some of the blame. They load so fast, people have come to expect that from all of the internet. It's interesting, you know, I wonder if the speed of computing affects our personal interactions. I mean, we're so impatient these days, we can't even wait for someone to formulate a... Hey, are you still listening to me? Okay, let's wrap this up. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is down 8 points. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.